Simeon stood upon the west wall ramparts with his friend the abbess, as they did most evenings before turning in.
More rain tomorrow, do you think, Simeon?
No, Bernard. It will be a fine, hot summer day with hardly a cloud in the sky. The weather should stay fine for Marielle and her party. I wonder where they are now.
Who can say? Rushing and dashing off on quests and adventures. Must be nice to be young and have all that energy.
Simeon smiled.
Talking about energy and youthfulness, I think I hear Mellis coming from the woods with her party of Dibbons. I hope their wild berry gathering expedition was a success.
Abbot Bernard folded his paws into the wide habit's sleeves.
Success or not, maybe it has tired them out, and they'll sleep soundly tonight. Where are they now, Simeon?
The blind herbalist inclined his head to one side, listening carefully.
Just coming out of the woodlands slightly northeast of here. Can you see them yet, Bernard?
Ah, yes. Poor Mellis looks as if she's had a full day of it. Rather her than me. I used to take them out when I was younger, but we never had a pair like those little otter twins bag and run then. Don't think I could put up with a full day's wildberry gathering in moss flower with that pair. Mellis has seen us. She's waving.
Simeon turned in the direction of the badger and waved back.
Mother Mellis, how did the berry gathering go today?
Mellis's gruff boom rang up from the path below.
It was good, Simeon. I got some herbs that you may need too. Arrowhead, motherwort, pennybright. Oh, and some slippery elm bark.
Thank you, friend. I hope Bag and Run behaved themselves.
Surprisingly, they did. Those two collected more berries than the rest put together. That little mole Grub was the naughty one today. The wretch covered me in sticky buds while I took my lunchtime nap. Then he began eating the berries the other Dibbons had collected. And he tied three little mice's tails together with vines. Next time, he can stay behind in the kitchens and help Friar Alder to peel vegetables. Where is he now? Hey, come back here, you little rip.
Baby Grub had run off in the opposite direction from the abbey and was scuttling along at a fair rate. Away he went up the north path, chattering to himself.
Brr, I'm going to find adventures with Gullywhacker or any others.
Mother Mellis broke into a shambling run.
Come back this instant, you little rogue. You're going to bed.
Grub trotted off the path into the woodlands. Greypatch and Frink, hiding behind a broad oak, watched the infant mole unsuspectingly coming toward them. The sea rat captain held a noosed rope ready.
There ain't nothing like a baby hostage to make things easy,
he whispered to his crew rat. Grub trundled along, oblivious to all about him. He needed a weapon if he was going to join the travellers on their adventure. Right next to the broad oak was a sycamore sprout, little more than a thin stick. Grub began heaving and tugging upon it.
This'll do, I. He'll make a gird sparrow.
As Greypatch opened the noose to cast it over Grub's head, Mother Mellis swept the tiny mole up with one huge paw, unaware of the sea rats.
Got you, Miss Chiefskin. Right, my laddo, bed for you with no supper. What have you been told about pulling young trees up by the roots? Just wait until Abbot Bernard hears about this, you wretch.
Greypatch had pulled back behind the oak. He and Frink held their breath as Mellis strode off with a loudly protesting Grub under her arm.
Brr, let I go, missus. I want adventures.
I'll give you adventures, you rip. Adventures in bed.
Grr, when I get to be a big un, I'll spank ye for this.
Frink wiped his brow and sat down heavily.
Shiver me sails, Captain. Did you see the signs of that old badger?
Did I? Now you see what I said earlier is true, Frink. Careful is best. If we'd roped the little mole, that old badger would have done for the pair of us with one swipe. You mark my words.
At the open gate, Abbot Bernard carried Grub inside.
Come on, Dib and Grub. Berry pie and custard for supper.
Berry pie and custard. Oh, joy. But, sir, Marmella says I ain't getting none for being pesky.
The father abbot set Grub down upon the lawn.
Did she? Tell you what, little Grub. You can have some this time. But next time you're pesky, it's straight off to bed without any. Go on, hurry and get washed up or it'll all be gone.
Grub smiled one of his most winning smiles at his benefactor.
I knowed you wouldn't let a hinfant starve. You'm a good beast, sir.
Simeon joined the abbot to follow up Melis and a herd of dibbins.
Ah, Simeon, smell that. Young Cocklebur makes the finest cornflour custard I've ever tasted. Can you smell it?
Simeon looked pensive.
I think my senses are trying to tell me something, and it's not the smell of custard, Bernard. It's probably nothing, friend. Let's go inside. You're right, that custard does smell delicious.
The four travellers stood facing the rock which reared up from the earth on the west side of the path. Marielle looked up at it.
So that's the otter and his wife. I expected real otters, not a great lump of stone. Still, it does look very lifelike. I wonder who carved it.
Tarquin rubbed his paw up and down the smooth brown rock.
Some beast must have done this when the land was young, more seasons ago than we could ever imagine. Jolly fine work, what? I think the rock once looked naturally like an otter and his wife. Whoever did it only had to improve on what Mother Nature had already started, eh?
Tandon nodded agreement.